I'm super excited as well. We've got two great shows that come from us. One of them is Don't Forget the Lyrics, which will premiere on Thursday. Oh, no, Tuesday. Hold on a second. Let me see. Thursday, May 23rd for Don't Forget the Lyrics, and Tuesday, May 28th for Beach Shazam. So both of those shows coming out, both are music-based, really, really fun. Don't Forget the Lyrics is all about knowing songs. A contestant comes on and starts, they pick a category, they pick a song, they start singing karaoke style, and then when the music stops and the words disappear, they have to know the missing lyrics. As they go deeper and deeper on their way to $1 million, the songs get harder. They can't even make one mistake or they're gone. So really, really fun. And we've got some great contestants this year. And then on Beach Shazam again, you've got three teams of contestants that come on to play against each other. They're trying to identify songs. Every couple of rounds, there's a team eliminated, and the one that makes it to the end, it is man or woman versus machine. And they're playing for $1 million, and you're playing against, the world's smartest app when it comes to music, Shazam. So they're hard games, but really, really fun and entertaining to watch. You've got Niecy Nash on Don't Forget the Lyrics, and you've got Jamie Foxx and Corinne Foxx on Beach Shazam. So we're very fortunate. We've got great, great talent, great music, great shows. So that's what you're in for if you come and watch our shows on Fox.
I am so excited about it. And without giving too much away, what are you most excited about everybody seeing? I know you kind of got a little bit into that, but what are you most excited about everybody seeing in terms of contestants or fun
Sure,
moments?
sure. There's different stuff on different shows, right? On Don't Forget the Lyrics, we always look for, because it's one person there, it's them against $1 million, right? It's them against the world. And so you look for these really, really special people. This year, we have one contestant that actually to this day is dying, right? She has a terminal illness, and this was something that was on her bucket list. I think she'll still be around for another 5 or 6 or 7 or however, hopefully as long. But you want to talk about stakes and somebody that comes on and tells you that story, and you really want them to win. And she is an amazing singer and just a great personality, and you just want them to win. So that was a really special episode. We had a couple of real great heroic type people that have done amazing things in their life come on and win a ton of money. We had one guy that came on, and he was born with a deformed hand and has been through also all these different things in life, but taught himself how to play baseball to the point where he got to play for the Junior Olympics for the United States team and won a gold medal. And so just people on a journey that have different stories and different things that happen in their life. And then music is the story, right? Like that's the thing. So they get to sing all these songs, and you get to know these people and watch them playing for life-changing money. So you're singing along at home, you're trying to play along, and then those things happen. So that's really exciting there. On Beach Shazam, it's kind of amazing. We always like to give money to people that really deserve it. So we've got three teams of teachers playing against each other. We've got three teams of heroes. I think it was firefighters and doctors that work in the ER and people that work, there were 911 operators. So those types of things. And we always look for those special ways. How do we have an opportunity to have real people that really need the money? So if you're watching it, have a chance to play for $1 million. So those are the things that I always look forward to the most. And the return of Jamie Foxx, which is the most important thing ever. Like that's the thing that like you're like, oh my God, the king is back. So that was really great to have. Really, really emotional.
I'm so excited about that. That's what the biggest thing about me tuning is Jamie Foxx coming back because he's been through so much and seeing him with his daughter, Corinne. I think it's beautiful that they have this father-daughter team together again and.
amazing.
I think, you know what? I don't know if this was your intention with the show, but I feel like it's bringing back those family moments of families watching TV together, the American family, and they are the American family. And I think that is what helps people tune in as well. I don't know if that was the intention, but I love that about the show.
No, it was totally the intention. We were like, what could we do that's different than anything that's on television? You know, they're a unicorn. You know, where else do you see something like that? You know, it's really hard to find a duo that could do something like that. So it was really special. And their connection, if you watch the show, you see Corinne, like this season, she did something really funny where she was, you know, Corinne always picks the categories and things like that. So she goes, this category is the category that created the most embarrassing pictures of my father. And he's like, okay, what category is that? She goes, the 80s. And he's like, oh my God, well, that's when I had a Jerry curl. And he goes through the whole thing. And then she brings a picture of him from the 80s with his Jerry curl. And it's amazing. It's just like these amazing moments. We had a great Father's Day episode where she brought up a picture of her and her younger sister, Annalise, and her dad just like almost started crying. I'm like, it's those things you can't create on another show because it's your daughter doing stuff to you and you doing stuff to your daughter. You know, Corinne is getting married this year and Jamie brought it up several times. And then Jamie had a picture. You know, he had us get pictures for him and put it in that was of the proposal. And like you just, it's these moments that you see on the show. It's like them opening up their family and seeing these special moments that you'd never be able to see.
Absolutely. And that's what I love about it. And I can't wait to see those moments. Any chance we're going to get a Beach Shazam wedding special where Corinne shows wedding pictures or maybe has a little moment from her wedding?
That would be next season because it hasn't happened yet. So yeah, you know that this season's already done. So next season we'll definitely take some pictures from the wedding. I don't know if they're gonna let me publish them, but I'll definitely be there taking pictures.
Nice. And don't forget the lyrics, Niecy Nash. How did that come into play? And how amazing is it to work with her?
Well, I love Niecy so much. You know, that's a
Me
show
too.
that I created back in 2005. I originally sold it in 2006 and it was on Fox and we did three seasons originally on Fox. And it's sold all around the world. It's been on in France for over 12 seasons. So that's a show that's been around for a long time. And then in the pandemic, when I was talking with Rob Wade, who's now the CEO of Fox, he was like, man, it's so hard to buy a paper format, which means a format like what we do, where you take a blank piece of paper and you create a format and it becomes a show, right? So I was like, well, we could always bring Don't Forget the Lyrics back. And I showed him what it was. And we ended up bringing back, and Niecy was who we picked. And it was the greatest pick ever. I mean, you saw her Emmy. Did you see her Emmy speech? It was the greatest speech.
Absolutely,
Oh,
yes.
it was the greatest. And she brings that energy to the studio. And, you know, Niecy's one that wants to meet every contestant, wants to make sure that they're taken care of, wants to make sure everybody's comfortable. And she's so funny and she's just great. I mean, she's an actress, she's a comedian, she's funny, she's got timing. But the most important thing about Niecy is that, you know, Niecy comes from, you know, she didn't come from a rich family. She came from, so when people come on, and they win 25 or 50 or 100 every single step of the way. When somebody wins $2,500 on our show, Niecy's like, that's $2,500. Like, she knows how hard it is to have money. And so she loves that. When we, at the end of every season, she just breaks down crying and she's like, do you know how much money we gave away? She's like, we gave away bags of money. Like, it's crazy what we did all from knowing music. And I'm like, I know, because I feel like that's what I love about our job, right? Like, you're giving people money for knowing music on the radio. So it's a very special thing. She's amazing.
Absolutely. And if you were to create another show, your dream show for Fox, what would it be and why?
Well, I've got several of my dream shows coming out now. I can't really say what they are, but I've got like I always look for something called that I call entry points, right? Something where it's something that you haven't seen before from a story position, and then it feels heartwarming. But you know, we're coming out right now with a show that is very much like a, it's completely different, but it's very much like an AGT. It's over the top. It gives people a way to show their talents in completely different ways, and it's celebrity driven, and it's really, really cool. And we're really excited about that show. That's the next one that we're looking at that we're like, oh, this is going to be amazing.
And what is it, other than the family thing we discussed before, that makes these shows so appealing, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think if you like, if you look at Beat Shazam or Don't Forget the Lyrics, who doesn't love music? Do you know anybody that you've ever met that doesn't love music, right? So you go, okay, I can sit and watch, and I relate to all of it. You know, if you're watching Jeopardy, not everybody knows what 17th century architecture is or 14th century art. Like, not everybody can relate. But in music, like, everybody knows music. Everybody loves music. So chances are you're going to be hitting stuff, and music makes you think about stuff. When a song plays, you're like, oh, I remember that song because of this, or I remember that, or you know the words to it, or you know the melody. And so those things connect people. And then you're watching regular people have a chance to win money, which game shows have been around forever. They were in radio before television even came around. So people love them. So there's really great connection. And then when you have great hosts like what we have, it makes that glue amazing. And so, yeah, I think all of those things make you watch the show. You're addictively playing along. You're watching somebody win big money. You're hearing great music. You're watching really fun and funny people connect with the contestants and the audience. What's not to like? You know, there's really not a lot not to like. You know, it's a pretty good show.
And if you could go on any game show, past or present, what would it be and why?
If I could do any show, I'd probably do Family Feud, right? Because, you know, besides my shows, I would do my shows because I pick all the songs, so I would know the answer. No, I'm just kidding. I would go on Family Feud. I think that's such a fun show. It's, you know, it's so fun and exciting, and you can go on and you know all. You know, it's like you're just coming up with great answers. You could bring your family with you. Steve Harvey's there. That's a show I would go on. I love that show.
And one thing I like to ask people I interview is, tell me a fun fact about yourself.
About me?
Yes.
I was a stand-up comedian for 7 years before I ever got into television, so I did that. Before that, I was in the restaurant business, so I built restaurants all over South Florida. So those are two little fun facts about me that most people don't know.
Nice. And other than your shows, what are you watching these days?
Let me see, what am I watching? I watch a lot of single stuff. I think my favorite show on TV that I watch religiously is Shark Tank. That is the greatest show. Again, watching real people have a chance to change their life, having millionaires put their money on the line, you know, in a different way, and seeing what they think and how they think and the way business works, a great way to teach, you know, to teach people about business. I have some young children, and I have them watch that show because I want them to learn what does it mean to invest your money? What does it mean to have, you know, all of these things? It's my favorite show. How about you? What's your favorite show, Sammy?
Ooh, that's hard. Right now, I love Only Murders in the Building. I love So Help Me Todd. Oh gosh, there's so many that I love. And
And
I'm super
Sammy, if you
obsessed
could
with
go on
true
any
crime.
game, if you could go on any game show, what would it be?
Ooh, Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, it's such a great show. Yeah, that's so much fun. Do you think you'd win?
Hope so, but I'm afraid I would like freeze up right in the middle of it. I'd be like,
Oh, that's so funny. Well, it's different when you're watching from home and when you're in the studio, right? When you're in the studio, it's much harder.
Exactly,
Now, when
exactly. But a
you
little bit of trivia, my friend from high school, his wife was on the show and actually ended up toward to the end, to the final round.
That's amazing. That's amazing. But
Yeah.
so did she win?
She did. Yeah, she did fantastic. This was years and years ago, but she did, I remember her doing fantastic.
That's amazing. I love it.
Nice. And I just wanted to say it was a pleasure to speak to you. I know the next journalist has to get on, but I want to say thank you so much. I appreciate you, and I hope we talk again soon.
Thank you, Sammy. I'm going to go buy your book. I'm excited to read it. Okay, bye.
Thank you so much. I will talk to you soon. Thanks, guys.